Lick number four is a very common bend, where you play a note, and then you can keep that and go right into a bend. So you're gonna play fret 11 with pinky, and then with finger three, you're gonna. Careful, you're playing fret. Your third finger was on fret 11. I want it to be on fret 10. So even though pinky's on fret 11, your third finger's on fret 10, and you're gonna bend it up to the note that would be found on fret 12. Good. And then, unlike the other licks where we didn't release it, this one we do release it. We're releasing it to fret 10, that's why there's a little squiggly there. Yup. And then the rest is just reading. Yeah, and it also has the notes out of order there, which is a very cool trick. So let's do it slow, like.
So.
Third string, 10th fret. And then, yes. So again, one more time. You can let it come back. Good. Good, one more time. With that, regards to that, I use different fingers sometimes. This is just me. You can use any fingers you like. You could tip and roll there and use 1 3 3 1, but I don't personally do it that way. I go 1 3 2 1, just because it's faster, I think, than doing tip and roll, and it's cleaner, like you're keeping the two sounds separate. Like when you tip and roll, well, I can stop that second note ringing when the third note happens, but in practice, and when it's fast, sometimes you don't have the same cleanliness, whatever the word is. So there's a lick that uses all four fingers. It goes four, finger-wise, it goes 4 3 3 1 3 2 1. Thank you.